Welcome back to Sweet Valley, everyone. My name is Shannon, and this is my Sweet Valley High podcast. I took a couple weeks off to recover from Election Day, and I'm still pretty angry and terrified, but maybe spending some time in Sweet Valley will help. Might as well keep reading books while I'm still allowed to. Today we'll be discussing book number 15, Promises, published in January 1985. Well, we're going to start out with some sad news. The Wakefields are all at the hospital with Trisha when she dies. Before she goes, she makes Stephen promise that he'll look out for her disaster of a sister, Betsy. Betsy doesn't get to the hospital until after Trisha dies because she was out getting drunk and high. She vows she'll never touch any of that stuff again. Nobody knows where Betsy's dad is, so the Wakefields take her home to stay with them until he shows up again. Jessica isn't happy, but she tries her best to act like a human being for Stephen's sake. Liz comes home from school the next day to find Betsy drawing in a sketch pad. Turns out she's very talented, and Liz gets her to open up to her about it. Dad Martin doesn't show up to the funeral. What a piece of shit. Does he even know Trisha's dead? After the funeral, Betsy demands that Stephen take her to Kelly's Roadhouse, but he adamantly refuses and says she's coming back to the Wakefield house for good. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to Jessica. Lila and Kara suggest she go through Betsy's things to find her drugs and tell her parents and get Betsy kicked out. Unfortunately, Jessica can't find any drugs in Betsy's room. She does find Betsy's sketchbook, in which she's drawn a picture of Stephen. Jessica assumes this means that Betsy's in love with Stephen, and she's more determined than ever to get her out of their lives. Apparently, Betsy is making good on her vow to stay clean. She hasn't done any drugs or drinking since Trisha died, and Jessica overhears her on the phone one day telling Crunch McAllister that she's not going to the Shady Lady with him ever again. Everyone is having a terrific time at the beach disco one night when Stephen and Betsy show up. There are a lot of snide remarks, and Stephen tells her to just ignore them. Then Steve's friend Jason shows up. He teaches a life drawing class, and Steve thinks Betsy should take it. She's super rude to Jason at first, but she warms up a tiny bit and says maybe she'll take the class. But then, at art class, Jason commits the terrible crime of asking her out. She assumes he's heard all the gossip about her and only wants one thing, and it does not really occur to her that Jason is in college and probably would never have heard of her if it weren't for Stephen. Jason comes by the house the next day while Stephen, Liz, and Betsy are sitting around the kitchen table. Betsy left her sketchbook when she ran out of class the day before, and he's bringing it back to her. Jason tells her there's an art contest happening, and the prize is a full scholarship to an art school. She seems interested until he offers to help her pick out which of her drawings to send in. Then she starts ranting about how he only wants a night alone with her. Jesus, Bets, get over yourself. She storms out of the room, and Stephen, Jason, and Liz decide to enter the contest for her. Oh, by the way, in a completely unrelated storyline, Winston Egbert is trying to break the world record for pizzas eaten in a single sitting. There's like an entire chapter about it. Even the news shows up at Guido's Pizza for the occasion. Winston eats 6.5 pizzas before he runs to the bathroom to puke. This has nothing to do with anything, but I thought I should mention it. Betsy's dad finally shows up at the Wakefield house one night, and Betsy shuts the door in his face and calls Stephen to ask him what she should do. Stephen drops everything at college and drives home. Dad Wakefield tries to have a talk with Stephen about how unhealthy this whole Betsy thing is, and Stephen tells him about his deathbed promise to Trisha. Jessica overhears this, and as soon as she and Betsy are alone in the house, she tells Betsy about Stephen's promise. So Betsy flies off the handle and starts whining about how the Wakefields are only being nice to her because of Trisha. And she packs up her things and leaves. Stephen and Jason show up, all ready to tell Betsy she won the art contest, and when they find out she's gone, they go off looking for her. They find her at the Shady Lady with Crunch McAllister and Charlie Cashman. The boys coax, Betsy yells, the hoodlums get restless and start a fight. You know how it goes. Jason knocks Charlie on the ground and leaves with Betsy. Turns out he's a brown belt in karate. Betsy can suddenly see in his eyes that he really likes her, so that's all fine now. The book wraps up, as so many of them do, with a party at the Wakefield house. The end. Alright, note number one. Roger Barrett's mother has had a heart attack, and Bruce Patman's dad is paying the medical bills. Nobody knows why until the very last page when we find out Bruce's Uncle Paul was Roger's real father. Number two. At the beach disco, Jessica's dancing is described as quote, stretching, strutting, kicking her legs up, and spinning around. Which obviously makes me think she dances like Elaine from Seinfeld. Okay, that's it for this one. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out my website at shannonsweetvalleyreboot.com and join me next week for book number 16, Rags to Riches.